Good morning. Welcome to Builders Briefing for April 19th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we have a packed show today.
Yeah, big themes today. Model portability going mainstream, AI costs doing surprising things, and a really nasty terminal security bug everyone should know about.
Let's jump right into the big story. Mozilla's Thunderbird team just dropped something called Thunderbolt. It's an open-source AI layer that lets you pick your own models, keep your data local, and completely avoid vendor lock-in. Over 2,200 engagement signals on GitHub already.
This is the one I've been waiting for. So the idea is, you get AI baked into your email and productivity workflow, but you choose whether that's a local model, Claude, GPT, something you self-host, whatever. No data leaves your machine unless you explicitly send it somewhere.
Right. And what's wild is Thunderbird has tens of millions of users. This isn't a developer-only tool. This is normalizing model switching for regular people who just want to manage their email.
That's interesting, because for builders, this is basically setting a new baseline expectation. If you're shipping any product with AI features and you've hard-coded a single provider's API, you're now building technical debt. The bring-your-own-model pattern just graduated from DevTools into consumer software.
Exactly. Enterprise customers, regulated industries, European users, they're all going to start demanding this pattern. Abstract your model layer now, or plan to rewrite it later. Full details, link in the briefing. Now, speaking of model choices having real consequences, there's a token cost leaderboard showing that Opus 4.7 generates roughly 45% more tokens than 4.6 for equivalent tasks.
45%. So if you're running Opus in production, your bill just jumped and your code didn't change at all. That's exactly the kind of vendor risk Thunderbolt is trying to solve.
Precisely. Pin your model versions. Add output length guardrails. Or better yet, have that model switching layer so you can move when the economics shift.
And there's a related piece from Toby Ord showing that AI agent hourly costs are scaling faster than capability gains. So if you're building agentic workflows, you need to be modeling cost curves into your unit economics, not just capability curves.
On the brighter side, NVIDIA open-sourced Project Lyra, generative 3D world models. Early days, but if you're in spatial computing or game dev or simulation, open weights for 3D generation is a genuinely new primitive to play with.
Also worth flagging, DeepSeek released clean FPA kernels called DeepGem for faster matrix multiplications at lower precision. If you're doing custom inference optimization, those can slot right into your stack.
All right, let's talk DevTools. One story that really caught my eye. A developer spent 3 months coding entirely by hand, no AI assistance at all, and wrote up what happened.
And the takeaway isn't anti-AI, which is what makes it interesting. It's that developers who over-delegate to co-pilots lose their debugging intuition. If you manage a team, especially if you're onboarding junior devs, this is a really useful data point.
Yeah, the muscle memory of actually tracing through code matters. Another fun one, small machines, lightweight VMs with sub-second cold starts, over 300 Hacker News points. If you're building sandboxed code execution for AI agents, this is a compelling alternative to containers.
Sub-second cold starts is the key thing there. For agentic workflows where you're spinning up execution environments on the fly, that startup latency difference between a container and a micro VM can completely kill or save the user experience.
Okay, security time. And this one is urgent. There's a bug in iTerm 2 where simply catting a malicious text file can execute terminal escape sequences that exfiltrate data or run commands on your machine.
Wait, just running cat readme.txt can compromise your system?
Yep. If your team uses iTerm 2, update immediately. And if you're building CLI tools, this is a stark reminder to sanitize terminal output. Link in the briefing.
Also worth mentioning, EvilGenX 2 is trending on GitHub again. That's the phishing framework that intercepts session cookies and bypasses two-factor auth entirely. If you're building auth systems, this is what you're defending against. Push toward passkeys and hardware tokens, not just time-based one-time passwords.
Shifting to infrastructure, there's a detailed migration guide from DigitalOcean to Hetzner that's getting a ton of attention, over 250 Hacker News comments. The consensus is 50% plus cost savings with comparable performance.
That fits the broader theme today perfectly. Reclaim control of your dependencies. If you're running side projects or early-stage infra on DigitalOcean, this is basically the playbook for cutting your cloud bill in half without going to a hyperscaler.
And here's some mind-boggling context. Hyperscaler AI spend has now surpassed the Interstate Highway System and the Apollo program in inflation-adjusted terms. The amount of compute supply coming online is staggering.
Which actually means good things for builders. That much supply coming online should push inference pricing downward through 2027. So build for flexibility now, and the economics only get better.
Quick hits before we wrap. Michael Rabin, pioneer of non-deterministic computation and randomized algorithms, has passed away, a true giant of computer science.
Rest in peace. His work on probabilistic automata basically laid the foundation for a huge chunk of what we build today.
Also, Amazon is killing Kindle for PC on June 30th. If you depend on the desktop app for research or reference, you've got about 10 weeks to migrate. And honestly, desktop native reading is becoming a niche that somebody should fill.
And I have to mention, the Sumida Aquarium in Japan released their 2026 penguin relationship chart, and apparently it features breakups and drama. Link in the briefing. You're welcome.
All right, the big takeaway. Three threads converge today. Thunderbolt normalizes model-agnostic AI for mainstream users. Opus token inflation proves vendor lock-in has direct cost consequences, and the DigitalOcean to Hetzner trend shows builders reclaiming infrastructure control.
The pattern is clear. Abstract your dependencies. Implement a model switching layer now. Benchmark European cloud providers against your current bill. The builders who maintain optionality in both their AI stack and their infrastructure are the ones who won't get squeezed when pricing shifts.
That's the briefing for April 19th. All the links and details are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Stay flexible out there. See you tomorrow.